With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Riyadh as he renews his bid to broker diplomatic ties between Saudi Arabia and Israel.
Here in Riyadh, a series of meetings that kick off a round of diplomacy with Arab leaders, starting here, then off to Qatar, and then he'll be in London towards the end of the week to meet the Egyptians, Jordanians and others there. That's all about the so-called day after plan, a plan for post-war Gaza, which they need the key sponsorship of this key power, Saudi Arabia, to get behind if that is to be successful.
BBC correspondent Tom Bateman reporting from Riyadh. The U.S. says 3,000 North Korean troops have deployed to Russia and are training at several locations. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the North Korean troops are being trained, but it's unclear for what purpose.
We do not yet know whether these soldiers will enter into combat alongside the Russian military, but this is certainly a highly concerning probability. After completing training, these soldiers could travel to Western Russia and then engage in combat against the Ukrainian military.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin gave the first public U.S. confirmation of North Korea sending troops to Russia, a development that South Korean officials disclosed but was denied by Pyongyang and Moscow. As the 2024 presidential contest speeds to its conclusion, Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump are embracing widely different strategies. Both are racing to energize their coalitions they need to win the presidency on November 5th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 409 points. This is SRN News. Most Christians view porn.
A new poll released by the Barna Group and Pure Desire Ministries finds that 54% of practicing Christians, including pastors, say they view pornography at least occasionally. Amongst the general public, it's 68%. The survey also reveals that 75% of Christian men admit to using porn, as do 40% of Christian women. Researchers say the gap between porn use by believers and non-believers is narrowing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's a battle over transgenderism going on in the Mountain West College Sports Conference. So far, four teams have forfeited women's volleyball games against San Jose State because the school has men on its squad. Boise State, Southern Utah, Utah State, and Wyoming have each opted not to play San Jose State, and it looks like Nevada will forfeit a game this weekend. This is SRN News. U.S. taxpayers will again see higher standard deductions for 2025, allowing them to shield more of their money from taxation on future returns.
The Internal Revenue Service detailed the increases in its annual inflation adjustments. For single taxpayers and married individuals filing separately in tax year 2025, the standard deduction is rising to $15,000, up $400 from 2024. And for couples who file jointly, that standard deduction will be $30,000 for 2025, an $800 increase from the year prior.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Internal Revenue Service makes such adjustments for each tax year to account for inflation, which has recently been on a downward trend, but Americans are still feeling some key price pressures. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.